I get more sorry every day. You can tell your friends that I changed. 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 You can tell your friends that I changed.
What you just heard was Haunted by You by Future Islands. We're back.
After a hiatus.
Yes.
Was it a 2-week hiatus or a 3-week hiatus?
Might have been 3 weeks.
That's a long time.
That is a long time. Feels good to be back.
Feels good to be back.
Oh yeah, what's our show again?
Beep boop.
Boop beep.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We might be the best college radio station in the area, but there's also a lot of good ones, which I have learned from driving sometimes to work now.
What are some good ones of note?
I was really enjoying whatever show was on the MIT radio station yesterday at around 6 o'clock, maybe 6 o'clock.
I wish we did more stuff with the other schools. We were trying to plan that thing last year, but it's a lot to organize.
I agree.
With other schools for stuff.
Wish we just like talked to each other.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
Anyone
I mean,
out there is listening.
True. I mean, Isaac from Brandeis, he's really good at reaching out
to
us.
I'm sure there's a lot of wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to say college radio is great. Yeah. Especially in Boston.
True.
And Tufts is the best, but there's also a lot of other good ones.
Allegedly. Yeah, any more good tunes for us?
I have lots of good tunes. I listened to a lot of music today, actually, at work. Got off the podcast grind for a little bit. Because I feel like, you know, if you podcast enough, you kind of realize, wait, I miss music. Yeah. Not that I don't listen to music. It just... You know,
different.
I don't have time to be like exploring a bunch of new things, new music while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I usually just kind of get stuck listening to the same old stuff.
Yeah.
But today, I listened to a lot of Arcade Fire. Not really their. Sorry, dear Jack O'Shea, but I don't really like where they're taking their sound. I don't really like their new music.
Somewhere in Connecticut, Jack O'Shea is crying.
Sorry, Jack. But, so I was listening to some of their old stuff, and then I listened to...
Jack O'Shea, please call in and debate with Emma over this topic.
I would love to debate with Jack.
That would be amazing.
Do you think he would have a calm conversation with me, though, or do you think he'd get really emotional really quickly?
I think he would, but because he would be on air, like,
he would
try to dial it, like, he wouldn't know how to deal with the situation, and I think it would make for great radio.
Well, maybe not today, but...
We'll get him on
eventually, and we can debate. I'll have to prepare my points, though.
Yeah, this is a call out to you, Jack O'Shea. Get your butt over here.
yes. So, I will defeat him.
Yes.
I will take him down.
Sorry to interrupt you. What were you initially?
And then I listened to all of Broken Social Scene's Hug of Thunder album. Getting excited.
When is that show?
I don't know.
Oh.
October, maybe?
In the fall.
Down the line.
A lot of great shows in the
fall. But I enjoyed their new album. Always, you know, it always makes you wonder, you know, 7 years is a long time in between albums, so it's always like, uh-oh.
Right, where are they now?
Could be bad, but it was really good. So I think we'll listen to a song off of that. Now.
Cool.
Which song? That's the question.
Pick a number, any number.
Okay,
four,
yeah. Pick
four.
A four.
Three. Actually, sorry, three. Three.
Three. Okay. Three it is.
I thought it was going to be four, but then it is definitely three.
Well, here is choice number three, if you will.
Holograms, ecology. I'll be a crying mess and into grace and hiding in the pain. the street. We watch them training while we lean. There was a military base across the street. We watch them training while we lean.
Lemon of ink flowing velvet. The lemon.
we're back. So the track we heard off of the new Broken Social Scene album was the title track called Hug of Thunder. I like that one a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really was digging that too. And then after that, we heard The Lemon of Pink by The Books. Yeah, just kind of like, I don't know, picking away at like the strings. I like that, plucking away. Next, we have a very important PSA that Emma cares deeply about, so she's going to read it to us.
The first one or the second one? Oh, it's one. It's one giant PSA. My apologies. Okay. I'm going to try reading. Sometimes I struggle with that.
You're doing great.
Are you visually impaired? Do you not pay attention when crossing the street? Side note, this is a problem. There's a lot of people that do not pay attention while crossing the street. It's an epidemic. All right, back to the PSA. Are you not able to look up from your phone? See, they know what I'm talking about. Do you rely on the monotone robotic voice telling you it's safe to cross the street? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you might be in grave danger. Think about it. The voice tells you it's safe to cross the road, but it fails to mention which road. Most intersections have two roads. There's ambiguity and danger. You don't know which street is safe to cross. The voice fails to mention that while one is safe, the other isn't. Don't get hit by a car. No one wants to be hit by a car. I feel like this concept isn't really like well defined in this PSA. I'll try to just real quick. You know how like most intersections are a square, and that when you cross, it's usually the two like parallel streets. The two parallel streets you can cross, and the ones perpendicular to them you're not supposed to cross, because that is the direction in which traffic is crossing. So I think the point of this PSA is that people that need the technology to tell them when it's safe to cross the street could easily get confused if you're standing on a corner and you don't know, can I cross going straight or cross to my left or my right? I think that's the moral of the story here. Just I'm going. Okay. Instead, consider getting a dog. Everyone loves dogs, especially me. A dog is better than a robotic voice. You know that. Let your dog safely and confidently help you navigate evening traffic. Why not daytime traffic? Why not morning traffic? Why just evening? All the traffics. Don't have a dog? Need a dog? Come stop on by Panulo and Perry's Puppy Palace. We don't have... Oh, not yet. In Anywhere MA, where dogs roam free but need good homes and are specifically trained to deal with this red-hot issue that's plaguing neighborhoods like yours. I feel like it's less of a neighborhood thing and more of like a town, city. If Anywhere MA is a bit out of the way for you, try the MSPCA in Jamaica Plains and the Animal Rescue League in Boston. They are reputable shelters that also cater to your puppy needs. This has been a public service announcement by Beep Boop Boop Beep. Thank you for listening.
What an interesting PSA. I really hope that there are puppies somewhere that can fill this role.
I think there are.
Cool. Let's play some more tunes, perhaps. You got anything that you want to listen to?
I always have things I want to listen to, but I'm thinking. No. My turn.
Your turn.
I'm just trying to decide. There's a lot of... Actually, I'm going to play a song about puppies, since we just did a public service announcement about puppies.
Real quick, question that just popped into my head. You have been talking about the podcast grind. What has been the favorite podcast of the past couple days for you?
I've been really enjoying StoryCorps. It's part of NPR. I don't know. I think they might have like picked it up. Like someone might have started it kind of independently. But the moral of the story is that there's an app for it. But I think there's also like booths set up in different parts of the country, maybe. Or maybe it just started in like a New York subway. Anyways, basically, it's just letting people interview each other, whether it's like two random people on the street that like agree to go do it, or two people are like encouraged, or if it's like a family member you know, or a friend, or a neighbor, or someone that's influenced your life, yada yada. And they kind of give like a roadmap of suggested questions for your interview. I think some of them can be like themed, like around the holidays they put out like family ones, yada yada. But the really neat thing is that it's just people like telling their life stories or talking about things that influence them without being prompted like, oh, I'm coming to you specifically because I'm the press and I want to get an interview, or like I'm a journalist and I've heard you're interesting. It's like, no, it's literally just like a mom interviewing their son, or like, you know, a neighbor interviewing like the grandparent that lives down their street, or just like two random people that met through work that are interviewing each other. And it's really neat. So each podcast is organized into like a specific topic based on, and they grab like little clippets of these people's stories from all over. And it's really neat because it's almost nice. Like, I'd rather hear like sometimes like 5 minutes of real people giving these stories that just come out of nowhere, their own kind of personal reasons.
Very ordinary.
And just to hear a bunch of different stories, it's really neat. And they come from all over the place, all sorts of people, all different walks of life, all different situations. And some of the stories, sometimes they can be like very sad or overwhelming or stuff, but usually like it kind of makes you smile. It's like, yeah, like there's just a lot of real cool people out there doing their thing. And yeah, it's neat.
Cool.
I think it's very easy to forget how many other people with different stories there are out there. So
yeah,
StoryCorps, good stuff.
Give it a listen.
And they're really short too. They're like 15 minutes. So it's so easy to like go through a bunch of them. And podcasts. Anyways, this is a song about dogs.
This is my conquering song, laid on waves so strong. But the broke down life far too long. Well, this is my conquering song, where only my love survives. Long cross. My love survives.
Care. Some people
We just listened to some songs. So I think I just have a bad habit of, like, you'll play a song and I'll be like, oh, like, this sounds familiar, I know this. And then it's like, oh, wait, I showed you the song. Like, I'm sure that happens to you sometimes too.
Like the one we just heard.
It's funny.
Yeah. That was by Yellow Days called Gap in the Clouds.
I think he has a good voice.
Yeah.
It's very, it reminds me of like old school, like.
It's a little soul-y. Yeah. It's a pretty full sound. But yeah, that was Emma showed that pick to me and I really like it. So we played it.
Before that, we listened to the song Sun Gaze by Joy Again off their EP. I really like Joy Again. They have a cool sound. Their label is Never Grow Up Records. I respect that.
Never grow up. Except when you need to.
Mm-hmm. What did we listen to before that?
Before that, we had In Dreams by, I feel like I'm butchering the name, but I think it's Tome Mitsu. I'm not
That's
sure.
Pretty good.
Tome Mitsu, but I like it a lot. I think he's got some other. A lot of people have done remixes of that song, and it's like sampled of a bunch, I think. And then before that, we had Love Survive by Michael Nyao, I believe. In Baltimore, there's this cool like local station. It's not Towson University, but I think they're affiliated. I'm not sure, but it's with Towson. It's WTMD, and they do these like live like lunch sessions. And he was on, I want to say like last summer. And I really really liked his set. I just rediscovered him, but yeah, good lyrics and like I don't know, I really like him. Then we have one more before that, right?
It was our dog song.
Yes, the dog song.
It's called Paws by Adult Mom. And it tells a story about a little dog digging holes. I'm sure it's metaphorically bound to something more, you know, heavier than that. But I like to just think of it as a song about cute dogs digging up dirt in the backyard. Up.
Catching tennis balls.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well.
Ooh, I have an idea.
Okay.
How about you play a song, and then we go find a vinyl while that song is playing?
There's a song I really want to play because it's super fun, like upbeat, and I just personally really like the song, but that's like not really what I'm in the mood for right now. So I'm kind of torn.
Hmm.
Like, I want to play it, but.
Do you want to be? Do you want to play something sad?
No, I feel like my heart's not in that song right now.
Okay.
So I think I'll play another song, an equally good song, just not as peppy.
Sounds like a plan.
This is off the new Alex G album.
Davey broke the law again. Heard this time he's going to the pen. Guess I didn't eat my lunch, 'cause I was gonna miss him a whole bunch. Maybe he was out of line, but he was still a pretty close friend of mine. Maybe he had hurt me bad, but a brother is a brother and that is that. Mom's in a mood this week, 'cause she thinks her family is going crazy. Guess it started with the baby. She went in for a hug, then it bit her on the cheek. That was pretty funny to me, but I guess I should have more sympathy.
with the sweet sounds of Frank Zappa in the background, I bring you. I was going to call it a real PSA, but the other one was also a real PSA. Here's our second real PSA. Boston Green Fest, weekend of August 11th through 13th. Come celebrate the 10th annual... This is too hype for this PSA. I don't know how to make it better.
Frank is overshadowing the Green Festival.
Well, I'll still tell you about the Green Festival.
Hype it up, Frank.
Come celebrate the 10th annual Boston Green Fest. It's free. It's fun. It's for everyone. It is live music, dance, exhibits, a fashion show, movie screenings, and great food. It's innovative, it's eco-friendly, and it's multicultural. Join us for Boston Green Fest at City Hall Plaza and Faneuil Hall for an unforgettable weekend, August 11th to 13th, and come together to learn, celebrate, and exchange ideas for a greener Massachusetts. Please visit bostongreenfest.org for more information. Take it away.
I'm sold.
Seeing as we're about halfway through,
Frank's just getting started.
This jam.
he knows one speed and one speed only.
That's like a workout at this point.
Seriously, it's seriously impressive. Frank's app, everybody.
Unfortunately, we might have to cut the man off.
Our time is dwindling. Wednesday.
Spencer, entertain the people while I change out this track here.
I feel like if we were like real disc jockeys, like we'd have the two turntable set up and we'd be able to just...
I mean, like we do. I guess. I could do that if...
Well, not... The moment's passed.
The moment has passed.
All right. Emma, I'll give a live commentary of you trying to change out this record right now. So Emma's taken the needle. She's placed the needle gently in the upright position. She is removing Frank. She's wetting her fingers and removing Frank in vinyl form and is putting it back into the album case. Now, her technique, I must say, at this point has been flawless. Just absolutely, just spectacularly done. She has now put Frank securely back in his cover and is now taking out album number 2 from its case. I'll let her introduce album number 2, but she's looking it over. She's deciding which song to play. She's expertly placed it on the turntable, has lifted the needle, and is now putting it onto the record. Masterfully done, I must say. Masterfully done.